This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
You are, and I'm Rob.
Rob, 我有个问题，你是不是有一位住在山顶上的朋友？
No.
What about a friend who lives in La Paz, one of the highest cities in the world?
Strange question, but no.
Okay. 那有没有住在楼房顶楼的朋友？
Definitely not. Why are you asking about my friends anyway?
咱们同事告诉我说你有朋友住在高处， friends in high places. 我就是不理解有住在高处的朋友对你有什么好处。
Okay, well, if you have friends in high places, it has nothing to do with their physical location. They're people you know who are powerful and in an important position and are able to help you.
啊，原来如此。表达 friends in high places 的意思是身居高位并愿意用自己的影响力帮朋友一把的人。So, they are useful people to know then.
They certainly are.Let's hear some examples of other friends in high places.
Wang managed to get a promotion, but I'm sure it's only because he knows people in high places.
Thanks to his friends in high places, my boyfriend managed to get tickets for the sold-out rock concert. Yay!
Despite failing her exams, Jane still managed to get a place at university.I'm sure she has friends in high places.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。本期节目中教给大家的表达是 friends in high places. Rob, you know some very important people then?
Well, yes, a few, although not the Queen. Why do you want to know?
Well, I have to renew my passport and I need someone important to witness my application.
Oh, come on, Feifei, you know I could do that.
Sorry, Rob. You may be a friend, but you're not in a high enough position to do this. Look, it needs a doctor, lawyer, or policeman to sign it.
Great. So how high am I?
About this high?
Oh dear, that low. Time to make some new friends. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.